Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And we are post-Summer of Fun. Last Friday, we did our keynote poker for Apple's dropping event. And so today, we will go over our results. And we will also talk some about the announcements. But before all of that, speaking of Ewan Rankin, Ewan, how's it going?
It's all right. I'm fine. I've actually watched the keynote. I have maybe something to contribute this afternoon, but not much. How are you all doing?
Well, we'll take what we can get. Yeah. Dave, how are you?
Doing great. Glad to be here. Started working from home on Friday, so I'm happy I can be here more often and squeeze it in. Because, you know, I am working right now. Great to be here, and looking forward to chat about the event. It's been on multiple podcasts this week.
There have been multiple podcasts. Yep. And Marty, how's it going for you?
Well, within the matter of 60 seconds this morning, my bank account went from the black to the red.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would be pre-order day.
Yep. Right and early. Well, for us anyway.
Yep. So, yeah. Well, good luck getting that balance back up into the black. And Patrice, how are you?
I'm good. I've had quite a busy day. An exam in the morning, going to the Apple store after, bought a case and like one of those crossbody straps that I will return, by the way, because Apple's descriptions of compatible cases that apparently does not include the new one. And the store staff didn't know. So I'll return that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, whatever. I have 2 weeks to return it, so it's fine. I'll just go there and drop it off.
Good to know. Now I won't buy it.
Yeah, it's like the website doesn't say at all. It just says compatible cases. There's nowhere a compatible cases list to be found. So that's always
maybe
a good thing.
Maybe it doesn't fit any case.
That is
all.
Possible. Yeah. You could just wear it like that.
It's just a fashion band.
Maybe just iPhone Air cases.
No clue.
They have the bumper case, which has little hooks on it.
Yeah, but not this one.
Yeah, so that's their compatible case.
I guess. Okay, but as I said, the store staff doesn't know yet. So that because I specifically asked about it because I wanted to know, and I'm like, is it compatible? And she's like, yeah, I think so. And we didn't check. We should. Yeah, so much for that. But as I said, it's nice. I actually like it. Yeah, and then ordered an iPhone. So it's been a busy day at work somewhere. Yeah, my bank account didn't go into the red, but it went down also a little bit, like 2 grand or something.
You go 2 terabyte, huh?
No, it's just Europe. I think the iPhone itself was like 1700 euros, and then it's okay. It's like 1850 or something. All in. Yeah,
well,
it is expensive.
I'm looking forward to our first show where people have new iPhones in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's going to take a while. Basically ordering.
Probably can watch them drop them.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know, with those great cases and the straps that don't attach to them. Oh, wait.
Yes. I have to say, I mean, the strap is really nice. And like it has these little like attach hook thingies here and so on. It is actually quite a nice strap. It just, it doesn't work with their stupid case. Hopefully. And the only reason why it doesn't work is because there's like a little hook supposed to be here. And there's not. Like a little cutout. That's it. For 59 bucks, yeah.
Yeah.
But the strap is like 69, so it's like even more. The case is cheaper than the strap, which is also interesting.
I meant the strap, yeah. 69
bucks.
That's
69
right.
bucks, yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's been a day.
Well, mine is arriving on the 19th of,
yeah,
but I have to go to the store. But I have to go to the store to pick it up because the shipping was the 25th. So I said, nope, going to the store.
For me, it was saying store and not available, and not available, like in general, not now, not ever, basically. And then for like basically the first device that even connected, which was my Mac, It was already saying the 25th.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but that's Austria.
I've got everything coming on the 19th.
Nice.
You got lucky.
Yeah. That's Austria for you. You probably have like two iPhones for launch day, and I didn't get one.
He does have two. Well, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
I have the two that Austria is supposed to get.
Oh, that's possible. That is possible.
Yeah, they had to reroute them.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Like to avoid the tariffs, right? That's why.
Yep.
They go through Austria, right?
So last week we did Keynote Poker. Mm-hmm. And so I was Patrice by proxy. Not nearly as good as you, but...
You did well.
We all lived through it. And, you know, with the standards we have, that's a success.
I did literally because I had to drop, so...
Yeah, that's true. So, but your predictions were added into the honorable mentions, the ungraded ones.
Oh, see, I didn't even grade them.
Excuse me. So... round one.
Go on.
Holy crap. Hold on. What's the air quality? Oh, I probably should have turned on the air filter. I think the smoke has moved back in. Wow. Welcome to Colorado, where everyone's forest fire smoke shows up.
You got a hairball from the office manager.
Right. But, you know, she looks really good now that she's been freshly groomed. Mm. You know, lick your cat, give yourself hairballs. Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, we all did our predictions last week and we bet on them. And Patrice, I will have to rely on you for some help for getting through this.
Okay.
Because I've never actually done the follow-up part.
Okay. It's not that hard. It's like, do we go through them? So if you want to know what we predicted and why and what the rules are, whatever, just go back and listen to last week's episode. I think that's easier.
Saves Is it as simple time. As you were all wrong?
Actually, for the most part, yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe not.
Yeah. There was literally one we have to debate in a second, but one, I think other than that, one was correct. Everything else kind of didn't turn out to be. Yeah, so let's do round one.
Christmas traditions for you all, then, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, get ready. And, the Christmas quiz is coming.
I'm two for two. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
So, well, Jeff, based on my performance throughout the year, I'm going to bomb so bad during the Christmas
negative.
Quiz. Oh, yeah, I'm going in to the Christmas quiz with negative points.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
So Jeff had predicted that the Apple Watch would get new display sizes, plural. There was actually one slightly different size, but I didn't think that's what you meant with it based on what I saw, and it's also only one different size.
It is not what I meant.
Yeah, the Ultra got like 12 pixels more somewhere. They expanded the screen slightly. I mean, it's even still the same 49 millimeters. Like
it's even pixels. Thinner.
Yeah.
But yes, it still looks like a pillow. It's a crap design. It always has been.
It looks exactly the same as before.
It's a pillow. Yes. Greeny's turning over in his grave. It's still the pillow that he said he looked like.
Yeah. So that one, Andrew and me actually pointed, and Ben pointed quite well because we said it wouldn't happen. My prediction also didn't turn out pretty so well. I had said the iPhone will be introduced as iPhone 26, following the whole iOS 26, like the whole OS naming scheme. Didn't do that, of course. Stuck with iPhone 17. So, yeah, Jeff, you and me, we lost some points there, unfortunately.
That's what I get for emotionally supporting people's predictions.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Jeff,
the emotional support animal.
Right.
Mark,
put your little vest on me.
With a fur ball.
With a fur ball. And a blankie.
And a little blankie.
Yeah.
Jeff, stop licking your armpits.
So,
you know, huh. I'm not flexible enough.
Oh my god. So Marty, your prediction, I kind of double and triple checked because I wasn't 100% certain that was correct or not correct. You had said there would be blood pressure trend alerts on Apple Watch, and I double checked it and rewatched it and rewatched it, and they never talked about blood pressure trends, and they talked about alerts.
No, we got to give him that. We got to give him that. It did say it's not an absolute reading. It's tracked over a period.
Yeah, but it's not giving you the trend. It's not telling you it's going up. It's going. No, it's not. It's just giving you. It's the same thing as AFib. It's only giving you the alert if you basically have hypertension. It does not give you a trend over time or anything like that.
So the trend
it's reviewing
is,
It's reviewing it over 30 days.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not the trend alert. I was
like, you're talking shit, Patrice. It's going from.
But it's not the same.
Don't shut me down, please, you lady. It's going from you're absolutely fine to there might be a problem based on a trend of data over a period of time. He is absolutely 100%.
No.
Who votes Marty should get this?
No, because, and I'll tell you why. Because
Marty gets this.
No, see? So nobody else agrees.
No vote.
No vote.
I agree.
No.
I was waiting for you to raise your hand, Marty.
You two,
Jeff,
get the most
abstaining.
Wait a second. I'll tell you why not. So a blood pressure trend would be you have this value and it goes up over time or it goes down over time or something like that. That is not what you get there. You have hypertension, and you should have that checked or you don't. That is it. You get an alert if you have it. That's it. I watched the video like 5 times to see that because I was also like, maybe I could give that to Marty. But no, it is nowhere do they talk about blood pressure trends and that you see the trend and whatever. You don't see it. You get an alert and that's it. Done. So that's why it's not true.
I'm not going to play with you anymore.
If you want to send us,
all my new products and going home.
Send an email to BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com titled Patrice the Pedant.
I had a discussion with Jeff on that one because like we both were like, let's double check this.
Oh, she's pulling you in now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. I always go with, like, ask someone else.
Retitle the email, Patrice and Jeff the Pedant.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do something that's pedantic, you should do it right. So, yes, you need to list both of us.
Of course. I
thought about it a lot. I went and checked again, and you know what would have swayed me is if there was even like a screen somewhere where you could look at the pattern.
Yeah, some data, something. Nothing. That's exactly what I was looking for.
They
They just showed the notification screen. Go back, watch the video, watch the screen. I did that like 5 times just to be sure because I really wasn't.
Yeah, it's just an alert.
They just showed the alert screen. There was no data on there, no trend, nothing like that. Like, you're tending toward hypertension. Nope. It's like, hey, you have that or you should have that checked. Go watch the video again.
And Marty, I wanted this one to be right. I was emotionally supporting you to the bitter end.
Yes.
But you screwed me over in the end.
That's the bitter part of the end.
There is one that I want to debate with you because that is the one from Ben later. Because there I'm not sure. Mention of Apple as an all-American company with production moving back to the country. No mention of Trump. None of that happened.
Avoided that.
I lost a bunch of points there because it was like,
and I finally get some points.
Yeah, you do get actually some points.
I'm still
Marty
negative.
As well. Marty as well. Well, we'll see where you end up. So the one I wanted to debate with you is Ben. New battery tech in one new iPhone model can include tech that enhances the battery. They talked a lot about the battery being bigger, but there was one thing I wasn't sure about. When they talked about the iPhone Air, they talked about a high density battery, and I was not sure that we had that before. So here I'm inclined to say that is correct. But I wasn't 100% sure on this one. Is that pre-existing or not. Other than that, the batteries did not change. And the AI feature that they mentioned where they optimize things on the phone, that has been announced in June.
I think the vapor chamber
is not for the battery.
Nope.
It's for the 19 chip specifically. I actually thought of so too, and I rewatched that segment because I wanted to check that. No, it's for the chip. It's chip heat distribution.
Yeah, I thought that air channels were the battery at first too, mm-hmm. and I was wrong.
Yeah, I double checked. But during the iPhone Air segment, they specifically whoever that was specifically said high density battery, and they did not talk about high density battery anywhere else. And so that's the one I was like, did we have that before or not, or is that a new high density?
I don't think we did. My searches are coming up with high density only related to iPhone Air.
Okay, then let's
there's occasional reference to high capacity past.
Yeah, but that is, I mean, that is simply make the battery a little bit larger, then you have a higher capacity. So which is what they did on the other phones or the other devices. All right. Good. So that's round one. I can tell you that, Jeff, you had overall bet the most positive points in round one, and yet you ended up with negative 5 points.
I'm surprised it's only negative five.
Yeah, it's negative four for me, so I didn't do that much better. Marty, 1 point. Andrew, minus six. And Ben, leading the way with 10 points so far. He's always very, very sneaky and very strategic when he bets. He did have two like pushes in there, so
very good. Couple zeros.
Yeah, I think. Good first round. So second round.
You know, I realized just now, giving a yes to Ben's battery prediction significantly increases the number of correct predictions.
Yeah, to two.
Overall.
To two. It's still two out of 10.
It doubles.
It goes from 10% to 20%. Wow.
Yeah.
Before you were only 50% twats. No.
No.
You're 25% twats.
It's like if we had flipped a coin, we would have been better than our predictions.
Well, now I have a new strategy.
Yeah, just
next
flip
time.
A coin next time.
It's not even a dice.
Nope. Or it's a pretty bad dice if that is. So
it's so not a dice, it's a coin, yes.
True. Jeff, you got the other correct prediction in round two.
Wow.
Yeah,
whoa,
you said
three. Wow.
You said whoa. There would be pro iPhone models will get a vibrant color, and yes, you get. Is that here? No. Really nice orange.
For the first time, there's a color.
Nice orange?
iPhone.
Yeah, I think so.
He's
it was definitely vibrant. It's not gray.
I got the orange. I'm happy I ordered.
Yeah, me too.
It's Oompa Loompa. It's pumpkin spice.
I love pumpkins. You want to call it. I love pumpkin spice. So it's a phone for me. For the colorful people.
You can wear it around you can wear it around your neck and help children across the street.
It's that orange, basically.
You could work on the railway with that,
Oh yeah, you could. Actually, that's true. You could be running around with the phone and you're visible.
So Bob Beach is in the chat room. Hi, Bob Beach. And he says that he thinks Marty was robbed.
Yeah, I'm with Bob on this. I'm with Bob 100%.
Thank you, Bob.
No, who made you in charge anyway?
Everybody. Right. I've been doing this for years.
Yes, she has.
Bob's voted. So actually, we've got three. You don't get a vote because you're the protagonist or antagonist. So that's three of us with a positive. The only two other two here can go to negative is two. So that means that
no,
Marty,
that's
point,
not
points.
How that works. Nope.
It is by saying it is.
Nope. So
it's too early to start drinking here.
No, it's not too early.
Is it really?
No, it's not. It's past 5 o'clock in Austria, so you're okay with drinking. I had said the Apple Watch would gain a new sensor. Unfortunately, it almost sounded like it, but it really wasn't. So the whole notification thing for what we just talked about is not based on hypertension. Yeah, I forgot about it. Thank you. It's not based on a new sensor. It's literally using the same sensor, which is why you get it in the Apple Watch, I think 9 and 10 still, because it's literally using the same sensor that has been in the watch for years. So nothing for me. Unfortunately, I lost a bunch of points there. Marty, unfortunately, as well. You followed me. Jeff, you win. You won some points.
It's, so, why did I vote against you on that instead of doing...
I don't know. Maybe because I wasn't there. you were like...
Oh. I should have lost points because...
Oh, Bob's left the chat, man. He's pissed.
No, Bob keeps leaving.
Bob has left the chat.
Yeah, anyway...
He gets bounced out.
Yes. A new third-party LLM partnership for Siri. There was no mention of that, unfortunately, at all. I was kind of hoping for that. So,
does the whole show exist? It's just us talking about how shit your predictions were. Do we talk about the keynote at all?
No, we will talk about the keynote in a second. We first do the predictions, and then we pick.
But we have to rub it in how bad we did.
Yes, and then we talk about our highlights, like what stuck out for us. Extended section on tvOS. Andrew, also no tvOS at all. Kind of expected, to be honest. And new AAA game announced for iPhone. I couldn't tell, but it didn't look like it.
There is nothing.
Yeah, they showed one game.
There was like the No Man's Sky offshoot thing, wasn't there? No Man's Sister or whatever it was. Yeah,
but it wasn't new, as far as I know. I think they showed at that one. I think they showed at WWDC already. Yeah, so that was it. We had some extras. I'll tell you the results in a second, but we had some extra predictions. So there was an announced PowerBits FitGet re-announced alongside the AirPods Pro 3. That was from Ben. Didn't happen. Jeff, no HomePod Mini refresh. No Hair Force 1 at all. So no two custom changes. I didn't even have to count. There was no Hair Force 1.
You're welcome.
It's MIA. Those you could have won.
Yes. We will get a home story. No home story at all. Vision Pro does not get any updates. I was right. Wasn't even mentioned. No mention at all. Nope. The Pro iPhones finally ship in a fun color. For some reason, I left that in there. But yeah, that I did. I can just delete that. That's a duplicate. And a new service is introduced, I said. Yeah, also not that one. There is a mention of World Knowledge as a Siri edition. I didn't catch that, but I might be wrong here. Did that happen?
No, didn't happen.
Nope.
Good. The Vision Pro new Vision Pro hardware this fall. Well, we don't know, but didn't announce it, so it doesn't count.
Didn't mention it.
Nope. New product category. The iPhone Air is not a new product category, so
No, really.
It's a new product in an existing category.
Yeah. In addition,
Foldable device tease. I kind of think the iPhone Air is a foldable device tease.
It's a half of a foldable.
Yeah.
I think so too. Foldable. I think so too, but at least not obvious to everybody. iPhone Air will have a C something modem. Yes, you did get that right. What was it?
C1X.
Yes. Yeah. And Dave, your predictions were Apple Watch Pro with SOS limited capabilities. Yep, that is correct. It's not the Apple Watch Pro, but the Ultra, but yeah, that's correct. It's fine. AirPods Pro will have lossless audio support. Don't think so.
No.
Well, not mentioned. Oh,
was mentioned, or I looked in the specs.
Yeah. Nada. So, overall, as usual, we have three predictions in our ungraded section that were correct, and only two in our graded section. So, that brings us to the final results. In the second round, I'll tell you.
Race to the bottom.
Marty, you were quite positive in the second round. You had like 14, like plus 14 points in your predictions.
Wow.
So let's see how that resulted. So in the second round, let me see. I'm actually leading with 15 points. Second, so but only the second round. Andrew 6 points, Ben 4 points, Jeff 3 points, and Marty -4 in the second round. That gives us a sum.
Can we
total.
Talk about the New Year predictions?
We'll can talk about that at the end. Yes.
He's anxious. It's only September.
So final results. I'll start from the back. Unfortunately, Marty -3 points in total.
Dang. For this how, one. How did he do worse than me? How is that even possible?
Right. Yes. They're not giving him the trend thing, I think, is harsh. Taking points off him, I think, is a criminal.
Yeah, Oprah, I got 5 points for the pro model's vibrant color. I lost it on the sensor.
Yeah, I can tell
I lost,
you.
Yeah, I lost it on the LLM partnership. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tanked it in the second round.
Yeah, you got the 5 points for Jeff's predictions exactly, and then -4 in total. So you had you had a couple. I can share the Excel sheet or the Google sheet after. Have a look at that. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, second place is Jeff with -2 points. So barely, you're both very close, like 1 point difference.
I am shocked, like seriously shocked that I scored that well and better than Marty. I expected to be in the end with double digit negative points.
Yeah, we've had predictions where we were, I think all of us were in a negative, and like I think -20 was not unheard of. So this time
we're not. Are we gonna get to the end of this and realize that I didn't even play at all and I still have more points than all of you?
Nope. No, Andrew is next with 0 points. So it's between Ben.
Oh, he's tied
and
with
me
then, okay, yeah.
He's tied with you,
yeah. Ben and me. And the winner is Ben with 14 points. I only made 11 at the end. He was
glowing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has the background already. I think he was
Don't let him back on.
He maintains his crown.
Exactly. He maintains his crown because he did the WWDC keynote. He also won. So.
Yep.
Hey, good job, Ben. The yearly predictions, though, that's the overriding prize, isn't it?
Next time join us and you can be a failure like the rest of us.
I don't need to join you for that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's our predictions. Now we can talk about the keynote.
We can, and I'm feeling like we should hit the big thing first and just talk about iPhones,
AirPods,
and if we have time for other stuff, then we'll hit other stuff.
Oh well, no, I've got some insight in AirPods. We want to talk. I do need to say something in AirPods. But go,
Okay, go ahead and do it then.
So let's talk about AirPods.
Where's the music coming from?
Not from me.
Not from me.
Is the music playing for anyone else?
Nope.
No.
It's just
for you.
I have voices in my head, but not music.
That was Apple TV just suddenly started playing on my laptop. No, I thought there was a couple of interesting points.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, they've invented the Babel fish.
True. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the thing that I thought was interesting in that was when you got the woman in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was effectively, you'll appreciate this, Patrice. Ich hatte keine Lust, dein Sprechen zu lernen. And it was just like, I'm going to say to you, I couldn't be bothered to learn anything in your language.
Yeah, exactly. So true.
If you're going to go to a foreign country, learn to count to 10, learn to say hello, learn to ask for the bill, say thank you. Otherwise, you're an ignorant Brit.
Yeah.
And even if you're an American, you're an ignorant Brit. So I thought that was disgraceful.
If you're a German, you're an ignorant Brit.
The bit where the two guys are having the conversation. Now, so I've worked in Germany, and my German's poor, poor to not so poor. But I can listen to an awful lot of discussions and get something from them. So I used to listen to people talking in very technical German, but I got the gist of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been absolutely fantastic. I thought that was an absolutely excellent feature.
Yeah, it was Portuguese and German, right? Something like that.
Yeah. But here's the thing I was thinking. I think they've doubled down on the soccer moms for these.
Oh, could be.
You're going to get my logic here, right? So they went to Kate. Kate was a buff girl. She got better triceps than me.
Oh, yeah.
She clearly was a bit of a gym bunny. She wasn't missing out on leg day. She looked the part. But they cut away to a woman who looked like she'd passed the gym when the Tesla made a wrong turn. And she was the one doing all the gym stuff. I think that's the market they're going for. I think they, because Kate would have been the one to talk about the gym because she is a gym goer. She was clearly a gym goer, but they cut away to the woman who hadn't got any experience of the gym at all. And I think they are looking to sell those to the January people who are going, I've got to lose some weight. I want to go to the gym. I want to do some stuff. And it's particularly probably the middle-aged women.
Oh, I mean, that's what Apple Fitness Plus is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I thought that was interesting that they went from someone who was the right age group, but clearly in the demographic who used a gym, to someone who was the same age group, but clearly not the demographic who uses a gym.
Yeah.
That was very telling to me.
And Apple doesn't do anything by accident.
No, no, never.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting as well that it was a heavy feature of the women through the iPhone. So that means I think that the iPhones are people, women are buying more iPhones. And the watch as well, particularly. But then it was interesting when they went to the Air, they went to 30-something nerdy bloke.
Yeah. I think they know their target audience.
The demographics say an awful lot more. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the demographics in that keynote were probably the most telling that I've ever seen.
Yeah, and
just
I mean,
my thought.
I think Apple, especially on the Pro phones, is trying to get away from the tech crowd a little bit as well. Like, you see that they're doing more fun colors and whatever. They're seeing that, like, women and other professionals are buying more Pro phones these days.
Marty's got the prompt behind him, the G3 matte colors. That's what they're going for. They're following on from that. And I thought it was interesting as well that Jobs clearly said to them, for God's sake, don't do what Disney did. Don't do what would Steve do? And they started off with a Steve quote about design.
Yeah.
That they have shit their pants, I think. I hated that they did that.
Yeah. It also didn't add anything to the keynote.
Well, it didn't go over well with, at least with our tech bubble crowd. The comments that I saw going across Mastodon after that went up, I mean, scathing.
And then as well, to come out with the design where you've got the Air, which looks like it's a matchstick carrying a backpack. There's no way that's ergonomic. There's no way it's balanced. It's just, I thought that was a horrific looking piece of tech.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically they took an iPhone, they're like, okay, what if we removed half of the battery and made it external? And that's literally what they did.
Yeah.
It's nothing else.
You've got a camera backpack on there and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of, if you think about it, the MacBook Air, the original MacBook Air was the same way. The chip was kind of in the top strip and the rest was battery. So it's kind of like that, but I don't know if this is well balanced. I don't think so. Yeah, but we started with the AirPods. So what are you thinking about the AirPods?
I liked them. I thought the Babel fishy type stuff was really good. I thought they looked good. They haven't changed the form factor. They've gone for a little bit more sealability on the ear.
Yeah.
The five inner ear pieces, because I find the middle one just a little bit too small on the big one, just
same.
Too big.
Same.
So I think that'll work out pretty well. Mm-hmm. And they're fully featured. I think, and the battery life as well. It's talking about 8 hours of video playback on transatlantic flight. I thought they'd really hit that properly.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the one feature I really wanted. Like a little bit better noise cancellation. They said it's like four times better or something than the original. Doesn't tell you much, but that and the battery life, because I travel a lot with them and I really need the battery life. Interestingly enough, the case lasts less long, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around why that is. Like, yes, the battery of the AirPods is a little bit bigger, but that should make no difference.
Well, they need more charging then, though. That's the trouble.
Yeah, they probably
need... In real terms, you're probably down, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's 24 hours now? instead of 30, something like that.
Yes, 24 hours. You're right, 24 hours.
Yeah, something like that, instead of 30. And I'm like, did they make the battery smaller for some reason? Or is it just, I don't know, the new AirPods are using a little bit more, so the battery goes down. Like the same battery, it lasts less long.
Real world on flights, though, you're never far away from charging capability either, though.
Yes, but you have to take them out, right? Or at least one of them. So it's inconvenience, like, if anything. Yeah, sure, I have batteries with me. I can just charge it. It's not a problem. But I have to take them out. I have to either stop listening, especially in loud environments.
But you get charging in the seats and things like that as well, don't you?
So. No. We don't have power outlets in our seats. Like, not a chance. It's like, forget that. But even if you have charging, you have to take the AirPods out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can do I'll put one in or keep one in the ear and charge the other one.
Yeah, but you've got a full 8 hours on those.
So it's better.
Your case can charge far more easily, so you don't need it to carry more charge on a constant basis.
No, but...
Because you're normal.
For sure. For me, the question
if
was
you're
just...
hiking,
why
a big issue.
Why is it 6 hours or something, 4 or 6 hours less charge in total than before? I'm assuming the new noise cancellation simply needs extra power. It's the only explanation I've come up with so far. It's interesting.
That would make sense.
I was interested in the noise cancellation for some of the similar reasons Patrice's, because at this point now I've got AirPods Pro 2. It does enough for me to be able to watch a movie, but not what I fully want, versus making a decision to put a couple of cones on my ears, headphones on my ears, and carry that around. I can carry those things in my pocket. So I'm excited primarily about the increased noise cancellation. The heart rate stuff is interesting to me too. Just as I've said on other shows, I love having a lot of chronic illnesses because it always forces me to buy new Apple products. So keep doing it, Apple. So
that's
funny. I'll add on the noise cancellation. I like what they did with the tips, with the foam injected tips. I think that's going to add to the enhancement.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is the tips themselves. You can buy them separately, which I think you've already could, but there's now five different sizes, including the extra small for those folks who have small ears. And my wife is always having challenges with these AirPods and falling off. I'm not known as others as well. I think Apple did a good one when it comes to that. So
you know, that's just an excuse as to why she doesn't listen to you, Dave.
Yeah, there's that too.
Bob Beach is saying bought the AirPods 3 immediately. Brilliant.
Yeah,
and I've got to say, actually, out of everything they showed, I've got an iPhone 16, 17 didn't interest me at all. The only thing I looked at, because I've got the 2s as well, Marty, that's the only product I looked at and thought, oh, I dropped $250 on those, absolutely.
Yeah, and it stayed even the same price, so it's not even that
they
got more expensive.
Yeah, it's the same price,
yep. Yeah, so I think they were the big ticket, if you like, in terms of sales, and I think that's what's saying, they're going for the soccer moms. We're going down the gym.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So iPhones. We did start talking about the iPhone Air, the new model. Bob Beach has ordered one, and he thinks it looks cool. And Ewan, you said that. I'll paraphrase. You're not excited about the design.
No, I mean, the iPhone Air, I just, when I looked at it, I'm just like, this is like the, you know, we've made it 15 mil thin instead of saying thick, just to make a point, the marketing speak of it all. And it's, why would you, and it's titanium and we've polished it to within an inch of its life. but as soon as you stick your finger on it, it'll look like you gave birth to it. And then to see that huge bulge at the top, it's like you've got so much in there to keep the camera at the level that people would want. And you've stripped it away. And ergonomically, there's no way that thing balances well in the hand. No way at all. No. I'll probably go and try it, stand corrected if it does. But there's so much weight in that top end. It just doesn't feel... And it looks like it's going to be like a bar of soap.
It's
It is not the phone for me.
No.
However, I think it's going to sell really well. I think it's going to be a very popular phone. And I think Bob Beach's take on it, it looks cool, is exactly the take that a lot of people are going to have.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact that just from the photos, it looks like, wow, that can't balance well. That doesn't matter.
Yeah,
people are going to eat that thing up. They're just going to love it.
I don't think it's going to be nice to take a selfie with either.
The wobble part, I mean, like, even on this one, that's already a bit of a problem. And that is thicker on the bottom, so it doesn't wobble as much. But, I mean, I can just imagine, like, this thing going all the... Like, you sit it down somewhere and it just wobbles because, I mean...
Well, I don't think it'll actually wobble because the...
No, it will, because you've got the raised across... bar.
Yeah, but it's
and then you've got the
raised
lens within the bar on the one side.
That's true.
The lens sticks out from the bar.
The lens sticks out from the bar, and the bar
so
sticks
out from the
body.
Even all over the place. Like, yeah.
Well, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at a side view. You're right. It doesn't fix the wobble.
So here's the thing. If you buy the battery case, that probably fixes half of it. But then you kind of have an iPhone, right? An iPhone 17.
They've built an iPhone to sell accessories only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right. I've taken enough crap from you all. I ordered one. Just because I've wanted to be the first person on my block to have half of an iPhone Fold.
Yeah. No, that's true. That I mean, that's what I was thinking as well. I saw it. I'm like, okay, if they do, like, it's basically a flip phone. Like, just add another display and at the bottom, and you have a flip phone. Like, flip it over.
I've seen half a dozen flip phones in the last 2 weeks, and they're all creased across the middle, and there's white where the screen is lifting on the left and right hand sides. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Bob doesn't think the iPhone Air is going to wobble.
Okay. Yeah, you need to look at the profile, Bob. It's definitely got a raised lens.
I mean, this
on
wobbles.
A raised piece.
This wobbles, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not that much of a difference. Like, I don't know if you can see that on the phone.
Mm.
But it still wobbles.
I'm sure, sir. It was a gimmick. I think, yes, people will buy it because it's a gimmick. Yeah. And it'll be nice to have in a handbag or something on a night out or in a clutch purse or something like that because it's nice and light and easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, have it as your second phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it could be the corp. That could be the work. Actually, for the work phone, I would probably get it because, I have an SE2 that I never, ever, ever, ever use. So I could get that. Like, that's fine. Lives on my desk and never gets taken anywhere. Never gets used.
Actually, that's a good point. This would make for a great corporate phone.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't.
The other problem I've got with all of the phones, really, and particularly the iPhone, is if you look at the stats that were shown next to the images of what it took. I mean, a lot of the images, for a start, there's an awful lot of added light in some of those, particularly the people shots. There's no way that is natural light for those. Mm-hmm. The little kid sitting down. There's definitely a light off to the left. Mm-hmm. You look at the stats on it, and you know, the photographers are going to go, oh, f1.6 and ISO 40, and how has they got it that bright?
there is
a shit ton of overlayering taking place. There is a lot of post-production AI that's taking place on your image.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an image that you shoot anymore, and that worries me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of the pictures, the girl particularly that had got the black hair with the grey flecks in it, that image had been sharpened to within an inch of its life. It was a disgustingly processed image.
You know, Ewan, I agree with you. None of the images that they showed during the keynote was an image that I said, that I said to myself, I'd take that shot.
Yeah.
Or I just don't have models hanging around my house with perfect lighting.
You don't?
No, I do.
Well, you know, I just wanted
to go hang out with Ewan more.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I've shot for years as a pro photographer, so, you know, I know what light does when it's being captured optically.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff is there's a huge amount of processing take place on the fly as well, which is that's impressive in itself.
Yeah.
But you're talking at f1.6 at 5mm, and it's getting depth of field that's equivalent of about f12 or more in a real optical camera. There's a lot of post-processing taking place there, and I always worries me when something's doing something to an image and I don't know what it's doing.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you can shoot RAW if you want to. Like, that is possible. Like, you just enable that. But still, I mean, it's a phone for normal people. It's not for the and that's my problem sometimes with Apple's marketing, where they're like, oh, this, we shot this event with it and blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that is impressive that they can do that. Cool, but one, not everybody is going to do that, and two, they had access to the best people, the best equipment, and everything. And yeah, that's that's not the real world. Or at least not for most people.
No, but when you're playing to your audience, mm-hmm. you know, the average person taking photos, who doesn't know what they're really mm-hmm. seeing in those images, they see that and they're like, I can take that photo.
Yeah. I can tell you the one thing that I'm excited about, but that they didn't even talk about, is that the Pro has like two really good 48 megapixel cameras, because you can shoot spatial video and better spatial video and spatial photos with that. So that's for me the thing. They didn't even talk about it. That actually iOS has still the crappy 1080p spatial photos. Like, ridiculous. They're not even using the cameras properly.
Makes sense.
They're not using what the cameras can do properly. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and why? I mean, they control everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's, as I said, for me, I look at the photos and I'm like, yeah, those are nice photos, but they look almost artificial.
Well, I think that's the other thing about the whole video. If you look at the video, most of it looks like it's green screen. Mm-hmm. Again, too significant depth of field. There's no way optically that's gathered.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at like proper film production, they'll add things in to create senses of depth, like smoke and that kind of stuff. So all of that stuff with Apple is just way too clean. It I think it looks unnatural and it looks bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree, and I'll go back to what I said before. It's the sort of thing that the average person who doesn't understand sees, and it has a big impact on them. They're like, this is amazing. I want to be able to do that. I need a camera that does that. And they won't get that shot, but it doesn't matter. They're going to get the camera, and they're going to be excited about the photos they take.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, particularly in low light as well. I've noticed that on the 16, some of the images I take, they're very grainy. There's no way I'd get them up even to A4 or A3 and be happy with what the results were. Bob's saying the display on the same on the Pro, and the battery life is good enough for me. The chips in the same, apart from one GPU core, still more than fast enough, which it would be for the average user, I agree.
Yeah, entirely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's a bin chip. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the USB transfer speed is probably not relevant for you, because you're not connecting like fast storage to it. I mean, honestly, it barely matters for me. So,
yeah. Once again, great specs for a corporate phone.
Yeah, I don't think the iPhone Air got the higher speed transfer. It's 2.0, whereas the Pro has 3.0.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, and. So on the Pro, what I found interesting about the presentation part was the things that stood out were, hey, look at the cameras we have, and hey, look at this cool heat venting system we have. And a lot of people I saw complaining about how Apple couldn't even come up with anything interesting to talk about for the new phone because they're not innovating. And from my perspective, it's like, what is there to talk about? It doesn't matter what smartphone you're looking at. Doesn't matter what manufacturer. We're at a place now in that whole product life cycle where you can't do those radical, crazy things we saw at the beginning of the smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you get now that are tangible in a new smartphone, it's longer battery life and improved cameras. And then everything else under the... Well, yeah, and colors. Yeah.
No!
And yeah.
Yeah, everything else is just like, oh, it has a faster processor. Oh, it has this different
Yeah.
way
More
of
RAM.
dissipating heat. It has more RAM. It has more storage. Those aren't the tangible things that cell phones anymore, I think. It's cameras.
Yeah. I mean, that's been true for, I don't know, 10 years minimum. That the camera is the thing that sells Apple Watches, I always said, iPhones every year.
I think we're in the Marvel movie age of the phone, cell phone in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's at a stage where it's formulaic. They're producing it. The only thing they can do is think retro and try and make it fold in half, which I don't give a shit about it folding in half. The form factor hasn't changed. The ratios haven't changed. Why are we not thinking about a ratio on the screen that's different from the current one that we've got? Because actually, 16:9 is not doing it for me. I'd rather have a square phone, to be honest.
That's what the foldable phone
thinking. No, I don't. Yeah, but the square phones, the foldable phone. It's like I said, I've seen six in the last couple of weeks, Marty, and they're all cracked, and they're all there's white areas where the adhesive has peeled on the corners, and they look crap.
Yeah.
I just think no one's doing anything with the form factor, and we're in a like I said, a Marvel movie kind of. You know, it's all together. We've got a problem. Let's come together as a team. Let's beat the shit out of each other. Or what's coming next?
Mm-hmm.
And the phones, all phones are doing the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything different.
Yeah.
You know, what I liked about the Pixel Fold was the form factor. It was a cigarette pack size thing that you opened up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the Galaxy, which is rather long and thin, and you open it up, and you don't have the same screen or the same dimensions that you can do with the Pixel Fold. Both of them I eventually sold back. But
yeah. Do you remember the Nokia one that was a really long, can't remember the code before it, the really long one that you opened up and you had a really nice screen, then you had the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kind of, I'm not saying I want a keyboard back, I'm not going that way, but certainly if you're going to do a fold-out phone, I'd rather have two separate screens rather than a single screen that cracked and looked like shit in a week.
Yeah,
and that's where I think Apple might go with this. Remove the bezels, get it so tight that you have, when you open it up full, you have a full display that can go across. There's going to be some break in it. But for people who are using a full display, they don't care.
Yeah.
Versus the creasy thing that you get with the flexible displays.
Yeah.
Three screen system. So you've got an iPhone with a single screen on the back, and you've got the phone, you've got the cameras on the backside. You open it up and you've got a mini iPad, and then you close it down and you go back to the screen on the back. So it's a three screen separated system. And you use the same three screens, so it's cheaper to produce.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Apple, get us a job.
Yeah, it's true. You know what we haven't talked
I'll
about
predict
at all?
I'll predict it next year, and Patrice will take the points away from me.
No, actually, I think that one you might win.
No, Patrice, what have we not talked about
yet? The Apple
yet?
Watch, because that's another product that's basically going nowhere.
Going nowhere?
Am I listening to Patrice saying that an Apple product is going no? I did feel a bit spacey this morning when I woke up, and it was still dreamy, but I'm not still dreaming it, I think.
No, but it's like, it's for me that Apple Watch segment was really interesting because they talked about all those new features. All of those new features come with the existing Apple Watch. It's literally, if you look at the spec page, it is basically an Apple Watch 10 with 5G, and that's it. Slightly bigger battery, or slightly more capacity, or something like that.
Yeah.
There's barely a difference. I mean, it's not a bad watch, but it's like, hasn't changed. They sold it as, oh, this is this new big thing and everything and all those cool features. Yeah, no new features.
Now, I wasn't watching closely during the Apple Watch part because I got a phone call. But I was watching close enough. Yeah, I was more interested in talking on the phone than watching the keynote.
Yeah, makes
and,
sense.
When all that stuff wrapped up and they're showing all the specs and everything, I was confused and assumed I had missed something critical because I felt like I was just watching it, a repeat of the Apple Watch 10 announcement.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, Bob's just put in Apple Watch was boring, nothing really new.
Yep.
I'll stick to my Series 10, and
Same.
then he's corrected that he does know how to spell the word new without a K.
Same. I mean, I was set on buying a new Apple Watch. I was like, if they do something interesting, I'll buy a new one because I use my Apple Watch a lot. But I looked at it and I'm like, no, why? The
You
one
know what?
feature, the hypertension thing we just talked about, is available on my 10.
So there's nothing to buy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why would I
You
buy
know
it?
what
I
the
mean, which is
greatest
fine.
effect of the Apple Watch has been? I firmly believe this. What is the greatest effect of the Apple Watch on the market?
That's a good question.
It made everyone buy a proper watch again.
That could be true, yeah.
It utterly rejuvenated the analog watch market. I hadn't worn a watch at all. I owned a Tag, SEL. I hadn't worn that watch for 20 years. The Apple Watch came out. I bought an Apple Watch. I wore it for about 6 months. Then I gave it away and I dug out my old watch because I really enjoyed knowing what the time was. And
I love my Apple
that
Watch,
was
but
it.
still, like,
I all it did, I've bought three watches, four watches since the Apple Watch came out, and only one of them was the Apple Watch.
You know, maybe we should do some money trail investigation and see which analog watch companies Apple secretly owns.
The watch market was on its arse when that's a great show actually. Yeah, the watch market was on its arse. You got Rolex were doing okay, but they were at the 10K mark, and they hadn't got any models that they could sell beyond about 10,000 unless they'd got diamonds stuffed in them and things like that. And no one was talking about Audemars Piguet and all those kind of things. Tag wasn't doing much. And then all of a sudden, when the Apple Watch came out, all of them started selling watches and getting more and more expensive. I'm sure there's a correlation there. There's got to be a hockey stick curve in the sales of analog watches that ties in exactly with the release of the Apple Watch.
And I think it's not because the Apple Watch is a bad watch, but it, as you said, it put focus on that space and on that market, and then people were like, "Oh yeah, actually that was good. I want to have that again."
I had the Series 9, so I waited when the Series 10 came out because I didn't see much of a upgrade. But I did pre-order the Series 11 now, just I thought it was due. But because and I even wanted to trade it in, and they were only giving me like $25 for it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I could probably make more money. And the 9 is still a very good watch, and most of the features that were announced are going to be available on the 9 as well. So. The new features, so with the software, so I mean, but I mean, I was due. I mean, I've been going every other year. I haven't been, I've been having like I went from the Series 7 to the Series 9, and so I've been
Same.
skipping a year because I think it's, like you said, if you had the 10, forget. No, there's no point, really.
Yeah, which is fine. We don't have to buy one, but I was really hoping there would be like some new thing that would make it worth it.
Yeah, and I'm also glad that they're not changing the bands. You could still use older bands, and it still works perfectly
Ten
fine.
years.
It's been 10 years since day one, since it came out, that they have not
That is
touched the
very
bands.
un-Apple.
It is on Apple.
Yes,
I mean,
they should have
it's
switched.
very,
They
it's
should
very
have switched.
There's going to be a
un-tech,
huge
very un-American.
uproar.
Yeah, we'll
You
get
know, there'll be a huge
USB-C
uproar. Yeah.
connectors
Well, they had their hand forced on that one, but that's another story. But
Yes.
no, I think that's just the amazing part of that fact. I mean, we all have a bunch of bands everywhere, and they all
Oh
can be
yeah.
used, which is great. And
There's
as long
probably
as you
some
have
off my
the
desk.
larger size,
I
I
mean, it
always
also
buy the
leaves.
larger size, the 46 millimeter, which is 42,
Same.
a little smaller back then. But yeah.
I mean, it always leaves the other thing as well is it leaves the third party market open, which you
Oh,
want they've always
yeah.
wanted to shut down in the past, which they've now not.
Oh,
I mean,
no, they've
the
learned.
Tag. I mean, I've got a Tag Heuer. I love Tag. I've always loved Tag since I was a kid because I watched the F1 and they were the sponsor of Williams.
It's true.
But they're bastards because their bezel distance is 21.5 millimeters. You're like, can I have a watch strap, please? That's 21.5 millimeters. No.
Wow.
Was there any interest or anything spectacular about the Apple Watch Ultra?
Nah.
No.
Nah, I was I, at
It's a
first I
bit
started
thicker and
thinking
looks a
about
bit
it.
shitter. It's a bigger pillow.
No, actually it's not. It's exactly identical. Like the dimensions are exactly identical. They just increased the screen a little bit.
What's the difference of it? It's got a hypertension notification based on the trend of data over 30 days, Patrice.
Nope. Still
Thank you,
not.
Bob.
Still not.
Okay,
Well done, Bob.
here are the useful new things in the Ultra 3. It does have longer battery life, so
42 hours,
if 42 hours, so still not 2 full days, but at least it's an improvement. And the changes for 5G SOS. That's.
Thought some of the stories at the start were pretty cool in the video, where people telling about
Oh,
how
yeah.
the watches saved their life and things like that, and it's automatically dialed for assistance without them. I thought, especially that the black guy who was working out and had a stroke, and you could see him lose his legs, and then the next shot was the paramedics all with him sat down on a chair over him. I mean, our own Muller biker has had warnings of AFib that have taken him to hospital and got him diagnosed early. So, I think the Apple have got to be applauded for that, because there's no question that there's people alive today because of them.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm one of those folks. I got multiple AFib.
Critical Marty.
No,
Pleased to
absolutely.
hear it, mate.
I mean, for me, when I saw that video, I went into my settings and double checked that I had everything enabled. I was like, yeah, I have to make sure I have that. I mean, I'm young,
Yeah,
but
because
you never
the way
know.
you get animated over simple words like trend, you could keel over at any time with
That is
trends.
true. That
It
is
can
true.
happen.
No, actually, I just did a check. I have very little risk. So, yeah, but it will change.
I mean,
I don't want to
but
know. I just want to pop off one day.
That actually
it's
would be
amazing
having a
about the Apple.
cigar with a glass of wine on the deck in the hammock, and it's just
Fall
like, come on,
asleep.
mate, you're off.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I want to see one of my old relatives standing there with their arm out and going, come on, man, it's time.
It's fine. That would be cool.
It's amazing of the fact that we hear these stories almost daily that they're out on the news sites. So it saved my life. I was out in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't do anything. I needed to get emergency services. I mean, I've reported this on so many times on my show about all these great times, and they're good feel good stories. But I that just the value alone with that, with your Apple Watch, is why I will never. I mean, I was like you, and I didn't buy the high end watches like you, but I had Fossil, and I have all these other lower end brand. I probably still have a bunch of my old watches. I don't remember last time I put those watches on my wrist, because I've had the Apple Watch since day one, since it first came out 10 years ago.
You should
So.
embrace the two watch lifestyle.
Yeah, maybe I am.
You have two
Yeah,
arms,
like
like
Mr. Wonderful on Shark
or
Tank, he
that.
always wears two watches.
Yeah, but
How
like
many
the
Swatch watches do you have?
I don't have any Swatch.
so the
Just stack them all up on your arm.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Gav, want to buy a watch?
The
I can
inter
guarantee all the batteries are dead. I'll have to get the batteries changed. So.
Well, that should be doable. The interesting for me is I have talked to like 911 or 999 or whatever it's called in your country, like the people behind it. And you know all the stories we got, like when Apple introduced the fall detection and the crash detection and all those scare stories, it's like, oh, it's going off in the wrong places, blah blah blah, it's crap, all of that. They see it the opposite way. They're like, it helps so many people that every now and then having a false positive is not a big deal. They usually figure it out pretty quickly, or they just check just in case and it's fine. They're like, I would rather ha like catch the ones that where it does help and have a couple where it got it wrong. Like, that's fine. So they swear by it. They're telling people to buy them for that reason.
Your
Yeah,
watch
my
has
cardio.
called us and says, you're unconscious. Are you? If the silent line, yes. It's like default tree.
Yeah, no,
If
it is.
the person answers, no.
No, exactly. I mean, that's what they do. They will call you.
My
Sorry, Marty, I cut you
cardiologist
off with a sensible
had the
point
same. No, it's he. Cardiologist had the same statement. He's like, if I can
there.
get everybody to wear those, that would be great. So
yeah, cool. We do need to wrap up, but I'll throw in another success story with this. Angela, when she had her bike wreck, mm-hmm. her Apple Watch was a godsend. That's why the ambulance got there. That's why I knew every place she was along the way. Mm-hmm. That's why I knew which hospital she was at, which room in the ER she was in, and was able to be the support person through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple Watch, that's exactly why that all went well. So, yeah. Anyhow, it is time to wrap up. But before we do, we should talk real quick about our sponsor. And Ewan, I think you might know something about them. So can you help me out with that, please?
Yeah, Or Technologies here in the UK, ortechnologies.co.uk, they make construction monitoring equipment. They've got cameras-based systems, noise, dust, temperature, pressure, humidity, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, measuring light this year as well as, and also coming out with some new form factors that are going to improve things. A big list of savings for a lot of customers. So if you can say something nice on social medias, LinkedIn particularly, about all technologies, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anyone in construction that needs support and wants to save money on their construction projects, they do it. And they give us the server. That means that we haven't gone away.
Mm-hmm.
Because we hit a critical moment a while ago when we lost TSO hosts because they were absorbed by Reg123, who weren't interested, we're too small for them. So the fact that they've picked us up has made a world of difference. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Okay, we've already run over, so we're just going to wrap up now.
When did we start timing things?
Hey, we run a professional
show.
There
were some weeks we hadn't even started by 5:15.
That's true, yeah.
And here we are wrapping up. You and we're professionals here.
Yeah,
I said that with a straight face. I don't know how
this has improved no end since I've disappeared.
So, all right, Ewan, where can people find you?
I'm actually still on Twitter, and I've gone on there a little bit this week and looked at stuff. I like watching Instagram. I'm at Ministry of Image, or the Ministry of Image on Instagram. You can get me there and watch some of my stuff. I don't do an awful lot on there. I need to do more. I'm on LinkedIn as well at Ewan Rankin, and Twitter at Ewan Rankin. Awesome. Blue Sky as well, but I don't go on there either. So.
Okay. And Dave, where can people find you, Mr. Muted Man? You're still muted.
So much for professionals.
Sorry.
I tried to give you a hint right at the beginning because
you did,
I could tell
you're
about
to talk. Mic was on, sorry. You can find me at InTouchWithIOS, InTouchWithIOS.com, YouTube channel, YouTube.com/InTouchWithIOS. I'm on Vision Profiles with Marty and Eric on Monday nights talking about Vision Pro. Tuesday nights on Mac Voices Live, record the InTouchWithIOS on Thursday nights, and then I'm here on Fridays, and I'm on Mastodon Blue Sky at DaveG65.
Awesome. And Marty, where can people find you?
You can find me at IWasRobbed.com.
The funny thing is, Patrice owns the website.
Yes.
I just checked it to make sure I wasn't sending people to a porn site or something like that. The domain is for sale for $4,000 if anybody wants to buy the domain.
Yeah.
Actually, you can find all my stuff at thepodtalk.net. That's the website that I put the different podcasts that I do. Dave has gone through many of them, Vision Profiles on Monday. I'm also on Chuck's show on Tuesday and Dave's show on Thursday. And whenever I can make it here and I can ditch out of a faculty meeting on Friday morning, this is where I'm at. You can find me here. Gencius, Gencius, at all the socials.
Awesome. Okay. And Patrice, how about you?
Well, I'm here every week on the Big Show and on the Mac Show, Thursdays and Fridays. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, podcasts, projects, everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com. And with you, Jeff, I have Retro Rewatch, our retro TV show rewatch podcast.
Look at that. Even Dave has a mug within arm's reach.
Nice. Where did he get that from? No, actually, I know exactly where he got that from. Season 3, Episode 5 of Stargate SG-1, Learning Curve, should be out sometime today. So go and listen to that.
Awesome. I can't wait. I say it all the time, but I can't wait to see what we thought of the show. Okay, for me, Jay Gamut on the social medias, I'm most active right now on Mastodon and Blue Sky and PixelFed. Then for podcasts, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS here on the British Tech Network for The Big Show and The Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine, and as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. So with that, we are wrapping up. Thank you to everyone, all of you, for making my Friday morning so delightful. I'm glad we get to spend this time together. And everyone that's watching and listening live, thank you for being a part of this. If you've been in the live chat, thank you for being there and interacting with us. Everyone that watches and listens to the show recordings later, thank you for being part of the BTN family. Hey, Ewan, thanks just for being you. And
I'll try Mueller. Be a bit more often.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Yes. Mueller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. Technologies, thank you for being our sponsor. With that, I want to remind everyone, come back next Thursday for the big show. Join us again on Friday for the Mac show. And all of you, have an awesome weekend.